Yeah, let's talk about a retailer of another kind this morning that also reported, and that is CarMax. That company's shares are also tumbling, not quite as dramatic as Bed Bath & Beyond, but still pretty darn dramatic here. And you can see their earnings per share number missing estimates there, even as sales beat estimates. But the earnings per share missed more than 10 cents. $1.72 is what CarMax reported. $1.87 is what analysts had been predicting. And the shares are therefore trading lower by about 9.5% when I was last glancing at them. Comparable pre-owned car sales up 6.2%. But again, that's below estimates. 7.3% is what analysts had been predicting here. So got to dig into it a little more and find out if this was a supply issue for CarMax. As we know, there have been supply issues, certainly, for a lot of the automakers, particularly when it comes to getting the inventory of those pre-owned vehicles. But it's interesting here that, you know, you got on the one hand a company that sells all kinds of stuff for your house, and you got a very different kind of retailer that's also seeing weakness here.
And Julie, I'm also seeing shares of Carvana trade down about 3% in sympathy here in the early going with this report. It will be interesting to see, is this a CarMax thing or is this a Carvana thing? Now, we just talked to Carvana CEO Ernie Garcia about 2 weeks ago. He said used prices are starting to pick back up. That is usually a good thing for his business. And then secondarily, is Carvana just taking market share from a CarMax? So I think that is yet to be determined.
Yeah, we'll have to see if it's an industry-wide situation or not. We'll keep an eye on that as we go through. One other mover that I was watching this morning in a very different business is Virgin Galactic, which appears to be having a relief rally today, and that's because the company can resume its flights. It got the go-ahead from the Federal Aviation Administration. The FAA had been investigating the company's failure to inform the FAA of an errant trajectory in a launch back on July 11th. That suspension, that grounding on September 2nd, it really sent the stock into a tailspin. And so again, this is a relief for the company. It's up by 9.5%. And of course, you know, this is a pretty volatile one, Saz.
Yeah, it's at this point, it's hard to even make what, you know, how do you predict this company's future earnings? I mean, they're still operating hefty losses, a lot of headline risk. I believe still a very high short position here. So this is it's going to be a volatile stock for the foreseeable future. You know, Julie, I'm just tracking the social sentiment real quick. Going back to Bed Bath & Beyond, our old friend Sarge Guilfoyle saying he's buying Bed Bath & Beyond on weakness here. That is a brave soul, Julie. That is a brave move by Sarge over there. That's I wish him
Let's
well with that.
Let's more into the breach. I guess they don't call him Sarge for nothing. Let's finally rounding things out this morning. Let's talk Lordstown Motors, which, speaking of volatility, this one has definitely been up there as well. As we know, Lordstown has had cash problems. It's had investigation problems. It's had questions about its ability to continue to survive. Well, it has found a source of cash. It is selling its factory in Ohio to Foxconn. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The company itself did not comment on this, but could announce it as soon as this week. It's according to Bloomberg making the report this morning. We don't know the value of this transaction, but I assume when it comes to Lordstown, they'll take any cash that they can get, right? And I guess the idea, it being Foxconn, that when, if and when, Lordstown is ready to roll some stuff off the production line, that Foxconn can be their production partner, I guess, or a production partner. Unclear exactly what this is going to look like.
Joy, where are these trucks? Where are the trucks from Lordstown? Can you just start making them? It's good to see that you are now essentially like Sears selling property to would-be real estate investors. I mean, that's great. That's not the story here. It wasn't supposed to be. It's supposed to be they're selling cheap electric trucks to commercial companies, and that continues to really not happen. And it is amazing to me to see hop on the Yahoo Finance platform and to see Lordstown still trading at a $1.5 billion market cap. It really makes no sense. It really should probably be half or even less.
Well, it's been cut quite a bit already, but we'll have to see when and if this official announcement comes out, what exactly the numbers look like, if it's enough to cushion it and give it some runway to actually start maybe making some cars. We shall see.